Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne with you. Final segment of the show on a Thursday. We'll hand it over to John Lopez and Landry Locker on In the Loop as we head towards the top of the hour, though. Good right now to be joined by our friend from the Action Network. Download the Action Network app for all the live scores, live odds. I have the app. It's awesome. Darren Revell joins us every Thursday at about this time. Darren, great to have you. As always, before we get into some of this Astros stuff, we saw the pictures of the 157 pounds of Greg Robinson weed on your Twitter
feed.
You
like that?
Yeah, well, I like the picture of it, Darren. I don't know what you're insinuating there, but I'm curious, what is the street value on the weed in that picture?
So people, you know, I thought as soon as that came out, I thought that most people would want to see what 157 pounds of weed looks like. It's almost like a currency conversion problem, right? Like most people deal with weed in ounces, and believe me, I'm not the best person for this type of information, if you know what I mean. But I do believe it comes down to ounces, and then people are like, okay, like it's 125 an ounce. So I was figuring out the street value of this for more than an hour, okay? Because I take this very seriously. I did find another picture of a bust of 157 pounds of weed. It was not, they did not share the picture from the bust. And so people then had a chance to see how much it was. It is a lot. It is a lot.
This is,
as to why Greg Robinson would be in this, you know, people are trying to rationalize, you know, a guy who's made $21 million or whatever. I mean, who, you can't.
Yeah, we had one listener that told us that he had a friend, quote unquote, who used to make similar runs across the border, and he would make $8,000 every time he did it, which is a lot of money, but to somebody that was a former number two overall pick, probably doesn't seem quite worth the risk.
Here's the other thing. Were they actually, they went back through the border. I'm still not understanding this, and perhaps I didn't read it enough. Supposedly they were going from LA to Louisiana, and what happened? Their ways was off, and when they went through, I'm serious. Just stop. Because people are like, oh, you know, you're wrong on the street value being in between 300 because it's Mexican brick pot and it's bad. I'm like, no. The pot's not from Mexico. They weren't coming. It seems like they got lost into Mexico at the point at which, and somehow they had the checkpoint in El Paso. No, I
believe you. I'm just thinking about the fact that they obviously started out from L.A. with 159 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, my.
And by the time they got to New Mexico, oh, my God.
That is beautiful.
So can you imagine? I mean, I remember when back in my honeymoon in 2008 when we had the old GPSs and not Waze yet, I twice drove into like a ditch because I believed it. I'm like, oh, I'm looking right there. That's not a road. And I'm like, oh, well, it says it is. Like, that is a wrong turn like you couldn't imagine, I guess. So yeah. All of a sudden, wait, why are we at Mexican border control?
Waze gets pretty aggressive. They don't care. Like, they're just, yeah. It's too aggressive for me. Sometimes I just want to give me the straightest path. I'll take an extra 7 minutes.
Right.
And maybe don't send me through Mexico, too.
That's right.
Exactly.
Darren Revell, Action Network, joining us on the show. Hey, Darren, you've had some really interesting stuff on the Astros relative to the wagering side of things. Are sports books able to kind of take advantage of a lot of the emotion that's fueled in this thing by putting numbers at places where they know people may bet emotionally against the Astros with respect to season win totals and things like that?
I didn't think the gaming authorities would allow like a hit by pitch situation, and you know, William Hill posted it, and then DraftKings, you know, posted it, and what DraftKings did, you know, home runs for Bregman and Altuve at home, you know, as if like, okay, well, we're going to do it, you know, are you going to do over and over or under what you think they should be, and are they going to be worse because, quote unquote, they're not cheating? You know, there is a lot here, and the it's really the hatred of the Astros business instead of the Astros business. This is the craziest stat I have for you. So the Astros are like the third most likely to win the World Series. They are the 20 from an aggregation of books that we have at the Action Network. They are the 29th most bet team to win the World Series.
Well, this is where I've got to guess that sharks and bookies themselves or houses themselves have got to love this, right? This is an opportunity for people that actually know what they're doing. If you've got the public kind of maybe overly skewed to the negative towards the Astros.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, some books dropped when Cole went to the Yankees. Some books dropped the win total, but some books have dropped the win total even, you know, based on this. And so, you know, you could have gotten it at 97.5. Now it's at 94.5. You know, if they get a sense with 85-90% of money on the under, this could be a without a move, without a massive move, win totals don't drop by 10. Like, so it'd be interesting to see now that there's always a point in betting where there's a lot of where one side is heavy and you wonder if the book is going to continue to risk it and say we like this bet. Or they're going to say, you know what, we can get more value by dropping this lower. I'm interested to see in the next month whether that win total will drop down even more just by the books saying, yeah, you know, we like it. And, you know, maybe there's just going to be great value on the over if it can get to 92.5.
I think there's great value on it at 94.5. I think they're still going to be really good, Darren. If you want to know the truth, Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us on the show. Darren, you're the premier guy when it comes to reporting on things in the business of sports. I'm just going to ask you a very general question here, with respect to not just the Astros but baseball in general. I know that this thing's been viewed as a blight on baseball and negative. Has this scandal been good for business in some ways for baseball?
Well, they certainly are being talked about more than is typically being talked about before spring training is fully into swing. I can tell you that. I think let's see what happens with the Red Sox. I was surprised LeBron made a comment, especially considering, I mean, after all the positivity on the NBA and how he dealt with Kobe despite pressure, the All-Star game and everything else. And then he dips into this, and he's a part owner of the Fenway Sports Group, you know, that owns the Red Sox, and they're going to get potentially nailed soon. Like, I don't know. Anyway, I kind of got out of my range there.
No, sounds a little bit like I remember Jessica Simpson once was like wearing – she was endorsing Jordache jeans but wearing anything but Jordache jeans out in public. That's a little bit like LeBron talking trash about a group of players that he's actually involved with that are about to get pinched.
And
to.
Congratulations on the first LeBron to Jessica Simpson transition. But I don't know if it's good for baseball. Listen, I think Rob Manfred is in a really tough position right now. You know, like – when he said, I gave the players immunity on the condition that they were honest, I would like to see, since Rob Manfred is a lawyer, what was the legal document that was presented and presumably signed? How does that manifest itself legally? What should Rob Manfred do? I think it, you know, yes, I understand for owners, if everyone cheated, which is possible, then it's probably not in the best interest of baseball for Rob Manfred to suspend players and have the best investigation possible. I will say this, though. Given how staunchly other players have come out, it makes me believe that the Astros did more than most, right? Like if I'm Cody Bellinger or I'm Aaron Judge or anyone who's criticized the way that they have – I mean, Mike Trout, the bland guy out there, says something. The more they say something, the more I say, well, they're not going to be that stupid to put it out in the public eye if they know they cheated. So it's interesting. And I also wonder whether he has reopened the Astros investigation, which he gave a non-answer to. So there's a lot of things to talk about. This is, for me, it has, I know Astros fans are probably not happy, but for me, from a business standpoint, it has a complexity. Like, look at what we've been blessed with in the last couple of months. Daryl from Houston.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey in China, and now this? Oh, my God, I'm blessed.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're an honorary Houstonian, Darren Revelle. Absolutely.
What we do is we do unique sporting situations and weather events. That's our this is our cottage industries here in Houston.
Oh, my God.
That's our content niche. Hey, Darren, last one before we let you go with respect to the Astros. Seth and I were talking about this earlier. Because it does come down to whether the team is sorry or not. Or their apologies were obviously at the press conference were terrible. Some of the player apologies in the clubhouse were better. Whatever the case may be, I think if you got everybody in a moment of honesty, especially the owner of the team, Jim Crane, even a tainted World Series, you'd have to ask yourself, is it worth it? You know, what's the worth? You know, would the Astros be going through what they're going through knowing that they won a World Series? I think a lot of players would probably say, yeah, I'd rather have a tainted World Series than no World
Correct.
Series.
I think almost all players would say I'd rather have a tainted World Series.
Yeah, I would agree, and I think fans would too. I totally agree with you. Here's my question. Has anybody ever calculated, and this is a Jim Crane question really, what is a World Series title worth to a team? Has anybody been able to put a number to it?
It's usually to the immediate year worth around $20 million.
Okay. Wow. So there's
now, no Astro sponsors. I want to know what's going on behind the scenes. You know, like no Astro sponsors, I think, have kind of said we're out.
No, you know what? And Darren, I can give you at least a little bit of a local inside information. I was talking to somebody I do some work with who works for a big company that spends a lot of money with the Astros. He said that at their latest big meeting, almost as a formality, they weren't having a meeting with the Astros. This company that has a big name got up. The guy got up at the beginning that was leading the meeting, said, all right, so we still in on the Astros? It took about 30 seconds to do the vote, and everybody was still in, and they were spending the same amount of money.
I heard there's at least one company who said, let's just not be on any sort of materials that we usually are on for the time being, but we're going to pay you the same amount.
Yeah. Oh, they're still going to be a really good team. I mean, and who knows? Maybe the winning washes away some of it.
And I will tell
it's
you, Darren,
the story
too.
Of the year.
Yeah.
It's the story of the year, both story and betting.
There's kind of there's almost the irrational side of it, because there's our rational side of it where you think about where you're weighing the pros and the cons and what actually went to happen. But as long as the deluge of national scrutiny and scorn comes through, at some point, as a fan, you have this visceral response of like, all right, well, you know what? Screw everybody. All right, like, and it makes you want to, you kind of get entrenched and you want to support your team
much more. Which you've never been as a baseball fan, given the sport. You've never said, like, in football, as a football fan, you're like, bring it on. In baseball, have you ever said that? No. This is the first time where you have like a nasty, like, yeah, you hate other teams, but like, I feel like people in Houston are going to, you know, have this chip on their shoulder, not only the players, but all, I know, you know, God, I know Sean has on Twitter. I see you.
I'm on Darren Revelle's radar. That feels good.
I see you. I look at my mentions. I see when you get spicy. I got you.
I appreciate that. Hey, Darren, I said last one before I let you go, but I lied because we have a few people texting in when you mentioned reopening the investigation. Why would they do that? It seems to me like the only reasons you would reopen it would be if new information came about, or in this case, it sounds like just because everybody's so outraged about it.
If you believe that legally, if you believe that the Astros players were not honest, then they don't have immunity anymore.
Right.
I guess. Yeah. And that's why I wondered what, you know. Yeah, everyone's. I'm not saying MLB has never said anything that, as far as they know, the buzzers are not. You know, that whole thing isn't real. But like, who knows? And I think a lot of it's going to depend on. You know, Rob Manfred works for the owners. What else is out there, and how much is he going to be implored to do more? you know, the fans are mad. Is anyone gonna walk away from the sport?
Yeah,
I don't know, but I certainly feel like even with recency bias, that people think that what the Astros admitted to doing was worse than what was happening in the steroid era.
It's Darren Revell, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app. I have done that. You will love it. Live odds, live scores. You can track your bets. It's awesome. Darren,
we have an Astros story.
What's that?
We have the Astros story up about the betting.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, no, yeah. And give Darren Revell a follow at Darren Revell because he puts up some great links to stories. And there's all kinds of betting angles to this Astros thing that we got into some of them here, but there's plenty of them that you can get into. And the Action Network, actionnetwork.com, the place to go do that. Darren, we appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Darren Revell joining us on the show. I enjoy that.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.